this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of Monroe Gregg School District in Monrovia, Trent Provo. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Trent Provo. Welcome, Trent.
Thanks for having me.
So this is not your first superintendency.
Right.
We're going to talk about that here in a minute. But tell us a little bit, for those who don't know, where is Monrovia? And tell us about Monroe Gregg Schools.
Yeah, so Monrovia is an interesting district. It's rural, but yet it's only about 30 minutes from downtown Indianapolis. So it's a pretty diverse situation we've got there. So yeah, it's in northern Morgan County,
okay.
Southwest of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Like I said, very rural, but you've got the amenities to get pretty much anywhere in Indy within about 30 minutes. So struggling a little bit right now with that sprawl, that kind of urban sprawl that's coming our way.
Yeah.
So people kind of want to remain rural, but yet we're going to have to make some decisions on whether we're going to allow some of that growth to come our way.
Because there's some large housing developments maybe that are coming your way, right?
Yeah, well, we've got one major one called Homestead. They're still building homes. There is some farmland that is available right now that the town council has to decide whether they're going to allow that to be developed. And they've said no to some of them.
Okay.
But I think there's going to be a point in time when we're going to have to be like, yeah, we have to let this happen if we're going to continue to thrive.
So Monroe Gregg, did that come from a consolidation? How did that arrive? You're in Monrovia, but Monroe Gregg, what was behind the name of your district?
So yeah, it's the two townships,
okay.
Monroe and Gregg townships.
Very
so yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And how many students do you have?
So we are about just over 1500 K through 12. So about 1510, 1513.
Did you always want to be a superintendent?
I did not. there was a time in my career where I was very content to say, I'm going to stay at the building level.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with the district office. I don't want to deal with the budget and all this. And there was a point when I was sitting in, as an elementary principal, and I thought, you know, I love leadership, and why don't I give this a try? At least go get my superintendent's license and see what that brings.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and then thought, well, I'll maybe be an assistant superintendent and see how that works. And I did that for a little bit, and here I am now. But I'm actually enjoying that I made that step because, you know, actually, funny thing about the budget, when I said I don't want anything to do with the budget, it's kind of one of my favorite things to work with now, and because it's kind of a puzzle to
it me. Is, so, isn't it? Yeah. And it's becoming more puzzling.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there somebody that tapped you on the shoulder or somebody that you looked up to that you said, oh, that's a great leader that I'd like to emulate, somebody that I aspire to follow?
Oh, yes, yeah, several. The person that hired me for my first administration position as an assistant principal at a middle school, Dr. Mike Schaefer. Mm-hmm. He's at Ball State now.
Yeah.
Wonderful leader. Just loved kids. And he kind of showed me how you need to lead kids and how you need to be a different leader for every different kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're coaching or you're parenting your own kids. You parent them different and you coach them different. So he was definitely a mentor. Dr. Tom Fletcher was my superintendent at Twin Lakes.
Yep.
Just a man of character and unbelievable leader. So he really helped me a lot. So those are two of the big ones that I've looked up to.
Yeah, both great individuals, both great leaders. I mentioned that this is your second superintendency.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have not had the opportunity to be a superintendent or have only been a superintendent in one place, we sometimes talk about the job being different, right? Not every superintendency is made the same. Have you found that to be true as you have moved into Monroe Gregg? Is it a different environment, a different way of leading? Is it a different job than what you had before, even though it's still called the superintendent?
I would say, so I was at Eastern Green before Monrovia, and those two districts have a lot in common.
Okay.
So I would say these two superintendencies have been somewhat similar. both rural, both districts very committed to their school. I mean, the school is kind of the hub of the community because it is so rural. So in a lot of ways, these superintendencies have been the same. Now, I will say there's been some at Monroe Gregg, some ability for me to not be as involved in some things. I have a little bit more help. Because at Eastern Green, I was kind of a more of a kind of a one man type of situation there. But no, really, these two have been very similar because the communities are kind of very similar.
If you wouldn't have gone into the superintendency, go back to your middle school, high school days. What else would you have done? What would you have pursued if you didn't go into education and ascend to the superintendent's role?
Well, funny story, I did not start out as an education major. I was at IUPUI because I was playing basketball there for a couple of years, and I was a pre-dentistry major.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I just was not enjoying my classes, and I had four more years of this plus dental school, and I'm like, this just isn't for me. So I thought, you know, what do I like doing? I always loved learning. I had a great experience in school, and I wanted to give back that way, so that's why I went into education. But looking back, something else I was very interested in, I ended up teaching this when I was a social studies teacher. I taught psychology.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely loved psychology. And so I would say if I were to go back and do something else, I'd probably be like a clinical psychologist, maybe helping with addictions.
Okay.
Addiction counseling and stuff like that. It's kind of always, I like the human mind, how people think, how they behave. So probably something in psychology.
Which I'm sure is a huge asset for you as a superintendent, because we always have to be aware whether we're dealing with a community member, a business owner, an organization, a civic organization of some kind, kind of what makes that person motivated, how their thought process is, so that we can work with them to be better partners and better engage with each other to provide opportunities for our students, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to know what makes them tick, what motivates them, and how best to talk to them, because you can't talk to everybody the same way. So yeah, it's helped a little bit.
So let's translate that into your work with students. You think about your lived experience, and you went into one thing that you thought you wanted to do, and you changed your mind and shifted gears. How do you counsel students, especially high school students, when they just are trying to figure out what that pathway is for them? What guidance do you give them when you had the opportunity?
Yeah, great question, because I actually use this with my son and my daughter both, who are in that realm right now. And I've always told students of that age in high school level and even into college, like, it's okay to go into college undecided. Mm-hmm. You can take all of the prerequisite classes you need. Don't rush into anything. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out what you enjoy, what you like, because if you just rush into the first thing and you end up doing that job, it might be something that you're miserable at. Mm-hmm. And now you're kind of maybe stuck, or you got to go back and try to do something else. So I just, you know, say, slow down. Mm-hmm. You have plenty of time to live your life. Mm-hmm. There's no rush to figure out exactly what you want to do. So just take some time and get involved in some things and find out what you really enjoy doing. So to me, it's just all about that. Just taking the time to think and slow down.
Speaking of doing what you like, the superintendency requires a great deal of time and lots of demands on you as a person. How do you keep balance? And we know balance isn't having that, you know, that level fulcrum, but how do you find balance, and what do you do to help keep you motivated and being the best superintendent you can when you have downtime?
Yeah. One thing for me, is my relationship with Christ. That's big for me. I've found that when I haven't made that a priority, that's when I'm at my lowest and I'm not doing well. And when I make it a priority and I'm, you know, I'm praying and I'm reading the Bible and that sort of thing, that's when I'm at my best. So that's number one. And then I'm a big family guy. That's how I decompress. Like, when I know we've got something fun to do on the weekend with my family or my mom and dad or my wife's side of the family, that's what motivates me and keeps me loving doing what I do and that sort of thing. And also the other thing is just being a person of character. I try to tell myself, you know, this, I'm not living this life just for me. I'm living it for my wife, my children, my mom and dad, my in-laws, just to make them proud. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of keeps me balanced and keeps me doing what I do.
You may have just answered my question, but I want to dig a little deeper into this. For people that don't really know you, they know Trent Provo, the superintendent, but they don't know Trent.
Yeah.
What would you tell them? What would you want them to know if you could just sit down with them and help them to understand who you are at your core?
Probably going back first is that character means everything to me. I don't ever want people to think that I would do something that would make them not proud of me in some way, or not proud of the school district because of the way I led it. So just trying to be that person of character. But something they probably don't know either is that they probably won't know when I'm having a bad day because I do try to not let that show probably more than I should sometimes. I think superintendents, we all do this.
I believe that's true.
So, yeah, I probably hide things more than I should. So just so that they know that, you know, just because I mean, I have a big smile on my face, there's probably sometimes there's things going on in my head that that I might need help with. So it's okay to ask those types of questions.
You know, that's great perspective too, because people sometimes don't see, and that's what this podcast is all about. The superintendent is a human being, and superintendents have highs and lows and are sometimes dealing with things that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
And that's a good perspective as we think about even dealing with each other. My grandfather, when I was a teenager, gave me a placard that I actually recently just found as I was going through some things that said, always behave like a duck. Be calm and unruffled on the surface, but paddle like the devil underneath.
Yeah,
and that sounds exactly what you're talking about. As you think ahead to the future of Monroe Gregg, what are you excited about?
Well, right now we've got a possibility of doing some stuff with our facilities in the near future. We did a facility study. And that's been done for about a month or two now. So we're going to be pouring into that, do some strategic planning around what we need to do with our facilities. We definitely need some upgrades. So we're actually going to be talking to our community and doing some strategic planning and saying, what do you want for your kids?
Yeah.
What is the things you see in our buildings that need done, and see where we go there. So that's exciting.
Yes.
We still need to do some planning around, more things we can offer to our kids at the high school level, definitely. More dual credit and maybe some more CTE and stuff like that. And of course that trickles down into the middle school and elementary even. So those are probably the two biggest things that I'm excited for.
That's excellent. As our time gets short here, I want to ask you our final question, a question that we ask all of our guests. This podcast is entitled Leading with Excellence. When you think about leading with excellence, what does that mean to you in the context of public education?
Yeah, it comes back to two things for me. Number one, I always said that when I became a superintendent, I mean, I did this as a building level too, but as a superintendent, you know, your decisions affect a lot, obviously.
Yes.
So I always said, I'm going to make every decision with what's best for kids in mind.
Yeah.
So that's first, is how do these decisions affect kids? And I tell the administrators that work with me, same thing. When we make decisions, we're thinking about kids first.
Yeah.
And then the other thing for me is leading with excellence is all about character.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things. You can affect a lot of people, but if you're not doing it out of good character and that sort of thing, it can really get sideways quick. So to me, it's those two things, kids first and leading with character.
That's great. Trent, thank you for being my guest.
No problem. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of Monroe Gregg School District in Monrovia, Indiana, Trent Provo. Trent's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.